I go work with her. I'm Can feeling you? It. I'm working with her.
You in the mood?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, y'all. Peep this out. We doing something secret. This will be the Purple House Presents The Aftermath. We got some new guests on the show, and we're going to, like, totally do a big free-for-all. Is that the right word I'm looking for, Todd?
Yes, it is.
Free speech.
All right. So, y'all, what I have tonight, I got Tasha here.
Hello.
Y'all know she's always going to be here.
I'm not.
And we also have a special guest tonight. We have another Tasha that we call New. So, New, you want to send some shout-outs right quick?
Hi, this is New. I don't have anybody in particular I'd like to shout-out to.
Well, hey, that's what's up. And we also have Mike on the ones and twos tonight, y'all. That's our DJ Redneck that kills the alligators.
Redneck Killigator.
So, y'all, what's going on? How y'all doing today?
I'm good.
I'm awesome.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Making it another day in the system.
That's what's up. Like, y'all, it's just been like a real, like, crazy little day today. Like, I turned around, I went to court. It wasn't for me. Mom, it wasn't for me. I didn't do shit. I didn't kill nobody.
She did not have to bail me out of jail either.
Right? You know, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot that deputy.
I probably did.
I may have. I don't know. Ain't new to sheriff.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. So
ain't new to sheriff.
So, y'all, like, I don't know, y'all. Like, I really want to bring up those topics that I've been talking about, but I'm trying to, like, totally hold back on them.
What you holding
so,
back for?
Because you told me not to do them because, like, you don't want the CIA to, like, be jumping.
We're not going to get on
right,
that one then.
Right.
That's for a later date.
Today, I decided that I'm going to totally be hands-free, and I'm going to be the co-host and let Tasha run the show. So,
hey.
Tasha, go ahead, do your thing, baby.
Girl, so let's get started with look, you got me saying it now. You got me saying now. So we about to shine some light on some shit.
Uh-oh.
We really about to shine some light on some shit.
You got your flashlight.
I was watching a video today.
Uh-huh.
It was a video of Kevin Gates talking to a trans woman.
Okay.
I was reading in the comments. They were talking, the girl was basically talking about how people in the black community feel about transgender people or people in the LGBT community, how they feel about, how black people feel about trans women. And even those of us who are black ourselves. Everybody has their reactions. Everybody feels a certain way. Kevin Gates told this girl, they talked about Jesus.
True.
And you know, and she was kind of, at first, she was feeling kind of, I don't know if she was feeling kind of offended or anything, but, you know, she kind of sat down and listened to what he had to say.
Uh-huh.
But basically, the whole point of what he was saying is, you know, we're going to be who we are. We're going to live
right.
our lives.
Right.
If we're going to be ashamed of who we are and what we do, we shouldn't do it. And
I agree with that.
As people, we do things and say things that we are held accountable for.
Right.
Some of those things are not meant to come out as a certain way that they do come out. Maybe it's meant something differently, but basically it's like the world looks at us, you know, as if we're aliens.
Okay.
It's like we're new to the world, like we have never been seen before, when knowing years down the line, years and years and years, we've been here.
Right
We have been here.
New, you want to say something about that, New?
See, I have very different outlooks on transgender, male and female. A lot of my friends are. I have nothing against it, but where my problem starts to set in is where they want women to compete against transgender women, which, in my opinion, is not fair to us. We are natural. We're 100% born a woman, but you want us to compete against somebody who's hormone made. Not to sound cruel or anything, but I feel like it doesn't make the odds fair in our favor.
And in ways,
maybe that's the hope. Maybe you guys are trying hard enough. No, I'm talking fair because I'm telling you, trans girls that get up in the morning, first thing they do is they try. They are for them putting on face. They're not coming outside half stepping, not once. Yeah, and I think it's not think y'all are getting lazy and you're feeling threatened.
I mean, in ways, I can kind of agree with it because I feel like we should have our own league.
I agree.
I mean, you have like all the sports league that are all men. You have a sports league that's all women. No, why can't we have our own league?
More people gonna play.
I think it would satisfy.
I would. But I mean, I feel first of all, I've spoken like on this issue in like another episode.
We spoke about this multiple times.
Who am I to prove myself to you?
You're not.
You see what I'm saying? I feel at the end of the day, you own your worth. I, speaking for myself, I never was brought up as being, oh my God, you're gay. You know what I'm saying? I just knew what I thought love was. My mom didn't tell me different. My grandmother didn't tell me different. But they let me experience what pure love was from 12 years old to me now being 30 question mark. But, you know, my thing is also, I don't look at it as a competition thing. I look at it as, you may think that it's not cool for me to say it like this, but I look at it that I worship you guys so much because of the way that a woman is and her mannerisms and the way that she move and the way that she talk and the way that she sit is so graceful. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So to me, it's not a competition thing. I put you guys up on pedestals. Because of the simple fact of that's what I feel in my mind. I can't speak for nobody else. Where I want to be in life. I want to be looked upon as
a lady.
That woman with that grace. I want to be able to walk through the room like Felicia Rashad. Ooh. And no one says nothing.
That woman is powerful.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a powerful woman.
That's how much of or how high of a pedestal I place a woman on. You know, like even with me with porn, I'm not turned on behind dick or pussy. What turns me on is the feeling that woman has while that dick is in the pussy.
Right.
Because I will never, ever be able to experience that until I get one, which is the Vajayjay 5000 with squirting mechanism.
Well, trust me, squirting is not all that they crack it up to be. It takes a lot of energy out of when it happens.
Oh, yeah.
But as a woman, I've dated transgender male and females, and I'm not the type of person to be like, okay, here's the features I am attracted to. No, it's if I can see something beautiful in you, in your heart, in your personality, that's all I need to make me happy.
Right.
And although when it comes to, like, school competitions, like, there was a story not long ago about a young track star who was not allowed to race for the college scouts because she was beat by a transgender woman in high school. And I feel like in school, we need to still set a precedent of fairness to these young girls. Because at that age, you're not starting hormones yet. You're not, you know, starting your femininity.
Right.
So you are technically still a male. And I feel like you're, you know, taking away from the young women who are trying to make something of their lives.
I totally agree with that.
I feel they're supposed to be starting their hormones at that age.
But what if they don't know about that? If I would have knew about hormonal reassignment at the age of 12.
But it wasn't available.
I would have got that for JJ at 11.
We would have had a lot of things done.
You're open for
I think so.
It wasn't that you didn't know about it. It wasn't available.
Like, I didn't know anything. Me, personally, on a personal note, I didn't know anything about being trans or gay or anything until I was, like, 16, 17.
Right, right.
Well, that point, both of them.
Until I had, like, some clarity with myself.
But, and also, you also have to look at the fact of that, y'all, the times have changed as well.
Yes,
the kids that are growing up now, they're into what I will call the Generation Y and X group.
Right.
They're all caught up into this fad of they don't have to know because we have so much multimedia that they can get all of this information from. When we were young, you know what we were doing? We were outside.
Yep.
Yeah. I sure was.
Till the streetlights came on.
My thing is, like, I feel as kids, the parents need to sit down and have these talks with their kids. When they feel that their kids are branching off into whichever way of life that they go. The little boy that y'all call gay could be the best fucking hairstylist ever and have 10 women on his dick. That you gay, know what I'm saying?
That gay girl that you see on the basketball court could be your lawyer.
Right.
Your sexuality shouldn't limit you to following your dreams or to becoming something at all.
I agree with that because, like, it's like people have try to put labels on you. And determine your skills, in life, in furthering in careers and whatnot, just by your looks.
Yep, or your name.
I mean, shit. How many letters we got? At first, it was just LBGP. Now it's LGBTIBMLNOPQRS.
Wait, what the M for?
Mammoth.
Mimis.
You know? But the thing about it is that when it comes down to that, what are you looking for in that transition? You know what I'm saying? My thing is, with me, my experience was different. And growing up and listening to my friends and my peers tell me about how they decided that they wanted to become girls were not good stories.
Yeah.
And some of them had been very descriptive with me that it would put tears in my eyes because I could never fathom to think what they went through. You know what I'm saying? Of that their brothers are their cousins or uncles or fathers, you know, and not even just them, mothers and, you know what I'm saying, even lady figures that has abused these kids to the point that they were forced to change their lives because that's all they knew.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. Thank God, or the higher power or the alien that sits by the sun to turn on that light. Thanks to whoever that is, I feel personally that, you know, wasn't for that leadership in my life, maybe I would have went down the wrong path and became the one who had been raped or the one that had been molested. Because that's, to me, in my mind, even now as an adult, you know, to see that in my head, that really fucks my head up because of the simple fact that I would never be able to imagine what you've seen through your eyes.
And you know what? I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but the question has always dawned upon me. Why do people just assume that you had to be raped or been to jail and whatever, like anything of that nature for you to become?
That's crazy.
Come on.
That's crazy. Like,
it's ridiculous.
When I tell people how I was brought up, they told me, oh, my God, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have never thought that's how it was for you. But that's all I knew. I knew my mom and my grandmother and love. And the thing about it is, I can remember when I was younger, I hung with a bunch of guys. And we played football when I was 12. But I also got my first boyfriend who played football with us at 12. And he was hot as hell. I got my first kiss from him. We never had sex. And the next year, he died from a bad heart. So I experienced love, my first kiss, and loss within 1 year. You know what I'm saying? And to grow from that is a major experience within itself, you know? But you guys, we're going to hold that thought. Yep. We're going to continue this with New and Mike. And we'll be right back with the aftermath presented by
the Purple House. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the...
She can't even say it.
I can't even say it. The excitement is too overwhelming.
The Purple House presents the aftermath, y'all.
The aftermath.
You're so crazy. Tonight, we also have like a special guest that came in, y'all. We got Big Drew Nasty. On the ones and
Drew
twos.
Nasty.
He's so nasty.
I think we're gonna have this fine, sexy black man on our next episode where we're gonna talk about men in the sex industry. Indeed. Which I would really like to get some insight on that. Right? Like I really need insight on that.
Anybody know any information, please?
You know,
drop a line on our social sites, Facebook, Instagram. Hit us on our Twitter page.
Oh, go ahead.
Hit us on our Twitter page if you feel.
What was our Twitter page?
Our Twitter page is The Purple House.
Right, okay. All right, you
Tasha
got
Tasha and Tracy.
All right, bitch. All right, you got my thoughts together. But yeah, Drew, you want to tell us where you from and stuff?
What's up, baby? I'm from the West Bank, best bank out there.
Ow.
How you doing?
Ow, that's what's up.
All my yellow boys get at me.
Oh, dang. You know, so.
All
go
the
ahead,
yellow.
Tom.
I got to
give
me
a little white and a little brown.
Look, and also, Drew provided us with some very special herbal remedies today, so now we're going to really get crunk. Can't touch that.
So now we're
getting
so go ahead, do your thing, Tosh.
We are going to get on a couple of things. First off, I want to know everybody's thoughts on I don't remember the lady's name, but she went to jail for firing warning shots. They gave her 20 years. And then there was this other lady who got 10 years for shooting a man dead
in his apartment,
in his own home.
And she was a Dallas police officer, Amber Gorin.
Yeah. What do you mean she shot him?
Yep.
I have a question.
I have an answer, baby.
She thought that he was breaking in her house, and it was really his house that he was coming into.
She was coming into her, supposedly. And there was a mistake, so to speak. She was on the floor below hers.
Yeah, so she thought that she was coming into her house, but she was coming into his house, actually.
Yeah,
she
pulled her gun out when she realized the house was unlocked and entered the premises.
That man was waiting for some piece of the pussy to walk in because he was ready, and she said, "Oh, Lord!
Oh, my God.
Black Negro.
I don't know about that.
Y'all mean...
I saw this shit, too, and I kind of Googled it. I was like, how the fuck she shot this nigga in his own house?
But not a law enforcement email would it happen.
I cannot do
But like, at the same time, you guys, don't Texas have stand your ground law as well?
That didn't qualify for stand your ground because
she's in his house.
She was at the front door, realized it was open, unholstered her weapon, and entered the premises without calling for backup.
Oh, so she broke in and entered.
She thought it was
basically. That's basically what happened.
I mean, really, what is this lady doing on a porch?
But yeah,
she can't pay no more attention.
The lady who got
20
years for firing the warning shots, she just got let off.
I wonder why all these people are getting shot by the police.
She was just acquitted of the charges.
You know,
that's good for her.
Just paying attention.
Like, I've seen they had this Facebook video also. It's kind of similar to that, when the guy had walked in his house and he had videotaped this other dude laying in his bed, and he was waking the boy up and was telling the boy, hey, you're in the wrong house. And the boy had climbed through the window.
Oh, my God.
And he was so drunk that he didn't know, you know, that he was in
somebody else's house
till the dude turned on all the lights. Like, do y'all think that that could have been, like, you know, prevented or whatever?
What?
Before it got to that level? Because if she walked in with guns blazing, y'all.
She had, her training was given to her very poor. In that type of situation, a police officer is supposed to call for backup. You are not to enter a premises. It was not her house.
She thought it was.
Yeah, well, there were too many signs that it was obvious that it wasn't her house. And that's why
she wasn't watching. She wasn't looking at him. I'm telling you, the police don't pay no attention. They see enough to make a story.
But
and then shoot you.
I just don't get it though. Like, was she like intoxicated?
Or
was she like
She actually had plans to meet up with somebody, like
her partner.
Yeah, hours later from there to hook up.
What?
I mean, she came She was coming home from work. She still had her piece on her and everything, right?
But at the same time, y'all, could that have been intentional?
I feel like it was. As somebody who's gone through the academy and has trained as a police officer,
that is a basic mistake
that you should not be making if you do carry a gun.
At all.
But your training should have told you not to enter that premises.
But she's a woman.
Could you have said...
It doesn't matter how much training you give her.
I mean, like, okay, y'all.
That has nothing to do with anything. Being a woman has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that does.
It has a lot to do with it.
Yes, but in fact, as a woman, you get even more training.
But my thing is, y'all, could she have, like opened up, like, when she went to open the door, and she seen that that door was open, and she's sober, right?
Like, she automatically
didn't she, why didn't she, like, say, hey, who in my house, I got a gun?
Well, I mean, yeah,
she drew her weapon, and he came at her, apparently. Oh. But if somebody walked into my house, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to get up off the couch and be like, what are you fucking doing? He had just finished smoking a joint, chilling in his own place.
And you guys, you sitting here carrying a gun in here.
You can say that. He was actually smoking
marijuana. We smoke weed.
That's one of the things that got her lost the stand your ground law is there were too many obvious signs that this was not her home.
Right.
True.
So what's to say? So what's to say that she
Tables turning. You go to your house and a door open, what you gonna do?
Not going that bitch.
And the door open? My door never shaved. My door never closed.
Not going in that bitch straight
my
up.
My door is open.
Drew from the West Bank is smart. Like,
but it's always unlocked. Your door not always no unlocked.
Yeah, usually.
Every time I went over there, it wasn't.
I mean, it was.
When
When you come over there, if I'm like
but I'm
out
saying,
for like your day for
yeah, like your normal outing,
most
you know,
that,
let's say you went
to
go hit the slots or whatever, you turn around, you go home. I already know if you go and hit the slots, you locking that door. I know. But if you go back and your door open and you know you lock your door,
right.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm not going in that bitch.
I'm calling the police.
No, honestly.
What am I
going to
do
with the
police?
Honestly,
I'm not going
in. I'm
going
to go in and holler.
You going to go in?
Holler.
Okay. Now, once you walked in there, you realize that's not your house.
I've done that before.
I've did it before.
I know if I walk in that front door and notice it's not my house, I'm walking right back out.
I did it before, and it scared the shit out of me, y'all. I had went to this party in the hood, and the balloons were at the house next to the house I went in, but I didn't know where nobody went inside at. And I just opened up the door and walked in, and it was too big. Black thugs.
Oh, wow.
And when I say thugs, y'all, they wasn't quote-unquote gangsters, Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like real thug-ass dudes. It was some thug-ass Mondays going on in that mud. And when I walked in there and closed that door and I turned my head and looked, and they looked at me, I said, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm in the wrong house. And I got the fuck up out that bitch. Mm-hmm. They never came outside or anything.
But the door was open?
The door was unlocked. And when I came out the house and I walked to the house next to it where my friends was, they said, bitch, you know them? Because you just walked.
You just strolled up in that shit, man.
You just walked up in that
looking
shit like.
The party.
I said, I thought y'all went in there. I said, y'all, I ain't doing that shit no more.
Mm-mm. I'm following right behind y'all.
Not again.
Not again, right.
I don't understand that. But, okay.
Okay, so here's this lady. She's freaking cop. Getting off of work. And she's already fucking on looking. Looking for shit that's suspicious. You know, she spent her whole day looking for fucking shit. Alright, so she couldn't find nothing. And fucking she went home and found something.
But she fucked
not
up.
Not realizing she
was. She ain't
not,
even at her home. Right.
She finally got for what she was looking for all day to fucking cop.
Well, that makes her very poor at her observance as a cop.
Because well,
there are so many times, if you feel that your door is open, look at the number on the door. As soon as you open the door, you should know what's in your foyer. So I feel this is inexcusable.
I mean,
think she should have gotten
like,
more than 10 years, too.
I feel like the end of the day,
I agree.
I think she's fucking...
I don't think she should have gotten any time at all.
She's not getting, they don't have parole in Texas if you do a capital crime or commit murder.
But my thing is, y'all, at the end of the day, I thank God that them boys ain't come out that house and beat the shit out of me. Because, you know, hell.
You never passed that bitch?
I passed it on. Everybody can. You passed it to me just now. It's not like, and you're like,
well, I did just pass it you. What the fuck you holding on to that bitch for? Pass it.
Because it's not a time in it.
Oh, wait. Y'all gonna have me edit it.
Man, you're right. It's just
but fun. Anyway,
we're
gonna edit that.
In Texas. It's scenario. You know, you're not supposed to be in trouble.
Hey, flag,
all
right. All right. We don't even have to say that. We still, like, in the middle of it.
So,
there's
yeah.
No intent. That's the problem with me.
Like I said, bro, I just feel like at the end of the day, if she walked into the wrong house, she wrong.
Wrong, very wrong.
But what happened with the lady who shot the warning shots? Why was she shooting the gun?
I mean,
was somebody breaking in her house?
It had to be something like that. I didn't get a full read on it.
See?
I tried to look it up. I didn't get a full read on it because I kept seeing it.
You know what the other lady did?
I haven't been on social, like, you know, the news and shit like that because
the news is negative.
Yeah, and it's too. I don't have a lot going on already. Who are more negative than you in the world? Like. Bitch, you just want me to slip my wrist or something?
At the same time, we gonna see those same negative people walking out in the street.
You see what you just said? You heard what you just said, mm-hmm. Drew? Find happiness where? Inside yourself.
True.
Yes, honey. Yes. You got to. You got to.
Everything is turmoil.
Everything is hate.
It's on your perception. What part of it are you looking at?
President
what part of the world
Trump.
Are you looking at? Depends on Hold what on. Part of the world you're looking at. It's on perception.
What you mean?
We have an update on the story that we did on Marissa Alexander from
Show
Florida. Now, Marissa
that was my
Alexander
cousin?
Is a woman who had an abusive husband, and apparently when they were going through a violent period, she ran into the garage. She wanted to scare him away, so she grabbed the gun, and she literally shot the ceiling to scare him away.
Okay.
Well, it worked, except now she's been prosecuted, and as a result of Florida's laws, she will be serving 20 years in prison.
What?
But she was acquitted of those charges.
And now she's going to jail.
That's the recent follow-up I just got.
Jesus Christ,
so
y'all.
So basically, it was a domestic violence. It was a
domestic violence
dispute. Domestic violence with an assault.
The term you're looking for is domestic dispute.
Yes,
right.
Domestic dispute.
But in court, they're calling it domestic violence.
And you got pictures of them?
I'm going to show you.
These people.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to mm-hmm. show you. Mm-hmm. That's all right here.
I want to say shout out to Taco Bell for their Powerball.
How about that?
She's 20?
Thank you, Mike.
No, that's a 20
years. 20
years
prison sentence.
How does he look?
It didn't show a picture. It didn't show a picture of him.
Search the
Yeah, he's fucking trying to catch a rerun.
The case on Google, like her name, and just put, you know, case, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Where you type in woman, she's one in shock, it's 20 years
or something. Yeah, that's what y'all got on here, right?
Yeah, yeah, but that's on YouTube, so actually search.
No, this is Google. No, wait, YouTube. That's not just that's YouTube. YouTube.
So go home and go to Google, and then maybe it'll something will pull up.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, my girl.
Warning shots and got 20 years in prison.
And tell it to us like John Legend.
Okay. I found this on the web for what to shot warning shots and got 20 years in prison. Yeah. Check it out.
Shout out to the iPhone.
Okay. Pull something up with that case.
Not the iPhone. Yeah. Shout out to Siri.
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 Shout out to Siri.
Shout out to
no
Big
matter
Siri.
What voice you have.
Right?
Siri shit.
You can say what you want, John Legend sound better.
But I'm just saying that dude right
but
there.
But yeah, I do believe there was definitely some unfairness between the two cases.
The lady in the first one was a white lady?
Yeah, that's the one who got
Amber.
That's Amber. Amber Gore.
And then Marissa Alexander is the woman who shot the warning shots.
And she got 20 years.
Just before Thanksgiving, actually.
Yep.
Okay, but wait, they both in the same state.
No, this one was in Florida.
Ruled by Bush.
I have some objections to you.
And
the other one was well.
In Dallas, Texas.
And both ruled by Bush.
Right.
But that's all they got. Texas and fucking Florida. The rest of the world don't have to deal with them.
It happened in 2012.
That happened.
Because
again.
She was released before Thanksgiving this year.
Oh.
Wow, so she spent all that time in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they said that she was acquitted?
Notice a lot of people...
For whatever.
Yeah.
For her to, like, catch back.
Like...
Because I think she...
Supreme Court. Yeah. That's what I want to say. So it took from 2012 to right now?
Yes.
The Supreme Court, bitch?
2012.
What the fuck you doing?
I say 2012 to last year.
What you doing, D.C., bitch? For real?
For real.
What are you doing, D.C.? What are you doing?
Man, I missed.
But
I just feel like...
They do that to keep us down.
You
that's
know what?
Up,
I feel honestly...
Out here doing some bad shit. That's all on them.
I feel honestly... Our pledge of allegiance, y'all, it's not real no more. It's not a one nation under God because it's division within itself.
That's all it is.
It's division within itself. It's about who you are, where you stand at, and if you are that person, you can make a mountain move. And that's sad that it's like that. There is no work for the titles that people have anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, my uncle was a pastor, y'all, and he would be like, don't play with me, talk about something, oh my God, you just hating because you got a bald head and look like Mr. Flick.
What are you talking about? Lord. No, not that. That's my own.
I heard. Y'all heard that shade, America. He tried to come for me on my podcast.
On the platform.
Tracy. He tried to come for me on my podcast,
but
America.
That's all right. We'll be right back. We'll get them together right
check
here.
Out your reception,
Tracy.
You ready for this?
What?
Look.
Nope. Yes, I am. Hey, you guys, this is Tracy from the Purple House, and I just wanted to let y'all know, if y'all stay tuned tonight, y'all will get part two. No, it's not even part two. I got to change that.
All right, we are back. How's it going, Tracy?
I'm doing good. Let it play.
All right, y'all. We are back with the Purple House Presents
the Aftermath. Yes, y'all.
100%.
I think I'm gonna keep it real, y'all. I'm gonna keep it real. Turn that down. I'm gonna go ahead and say it, and we're gonna get that out the way because I know it happened like live or whatever. But I totally apologize. You know, I may have overthought that and jumped off the broom, but I don't know. I just kind of felt that way, and we had to, like, you know, take a little break. But anyway, go ahead, Tasha. Oh, go do your thing. I just wanted to apologize to you, Mike, on L, you know, because I don't know. I think I was tripping. It could have been the weed. But anyway, go ahead, girl. No, wait, no.
Hey, yeah,
it ain't your time.
It's not
Mike,
my turn.
It's yours. Come on. Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I mean, what is on your mind today, Mike? Let it be known. Share with the people.
The people.
Share. We want to hear your thoughts.
My thoughts are freaking slots. I have not thought of anything
we talk,
in 3 days.
We talk about sex.
I've never on slots.
What?
Not slots.
Oh. Slots?
You know, I've been sitting here for a minute playing on this thing.
The slot machine? Okay, y'all. All right, America, look. This is how you know you have a gambling problem.
I have a gambling problem. I mean, it might not be that serious.
If you play the slot machine on your phone for 3 days straight...
I mean, I've had and lost $1 billion a couple times over.
Have you been on Facebook?
Well, technically, yes. I'm using their apps.
You've been
I'm
on...
Not
see, you ain't on Facebook. Yeah, right.
There were times I had to sit in the, at the racetrack with my stepmother. That woman is addicted to those slot machines. I don't know how she does it.
Now, see, my biological father, he did the racetrack, but because he's blind... Mm-hmm. He plays by numbers.
Oh.
And I didn't know that, so he gave me a new insight on playing, you know, betting on the horses, because he told me, he said, how can you bet on the horses when you blind and you can't see them? So he goes by the numbers, and he goes by the odds.
Right.
You know, so... That gave me, like a real big insight on, like, you know, the horse races. But, like, to win, I never won.
I've never been on a horse.
Really? I've never been on a horse.
I used to compete.
I ain't gonna lie. I haven't been on a horse either. I've never been on a horse before.
What they call it? The etiquette? Equestrian?
I was an etiquette.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't do equestrian. I did... vaulting and barrel riding.
Barrel rider? That's freaking awesome, dude.
That's cool.
That's freaking awesome.
It was a very cool experience.
I don't care where you come from now.
You had to like...
You rode like freaking rodeo.
You ride around... There's a barrel like this, and you ride like this.
Right.
As fast as you can.
But you have to know your horse.
Yes, you do. You have to practice with the same horse for a very long time to get it down.
Right.
You gotta hang on.
You know, That's badass.
Well, I am from Michigan, so.
Right.
Well, I didn't think Michigan had horses because it's cold.
We have barns.
But y'all have mountains and stuff, don't
dunes.
Horses don't live on mountains.
No.
That's some good weed.
And meanwhile, in New Orleans, they're riding horses in the middle of the street.
In the hood.
In ongoing traffic.
In the fucking hood.
If I had one, I would.
Enterprises.
Those aren't free.
You know, shoot. But those horses, I don't know. Are those, that's not horses, that's donkeys.
Mules, actually.
I just think.
Mules?
What's the difference between a mule and a donkey?
A donkey's allowed in the barn.
A horse
try the
donkey. And a donkey.
A mule is when a horse and a donkey have sex?
When they have a baby, yes. It creates a mule.
Get out, Tasha, you knew that shit?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sizzling. All right, you lying.
Are you trying to freaking open the drink?
It's open. So, okay.
Something I want to do. I'm going to go to the racetrack because we've been on all day. I have great people.
But
luck.
They say, like, I've heard, like, my dad told me, he said horses, betting on the horses is the game of kings or something.
Yeah, sure.
Like, they say, like, you can win a lot of money, but you can lose a lot of money quick.
And lose your mind losing your mind.
Right. Because I didn't even know. I thought it was a joke, but he used to do it through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like he calls
a bookie.
The yeah.
He called.
But
a
I thought they didn't have them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're legal now, though.
Yep.
Get out.
They're legal now. All the people that they freaking chased around and fucking, man, turned into gangsters back in the day. Fucking job completely legal.
Yeah, you just want to be all in the mix.
That's I ain't never betted on horses.
I've never bet on horses.
I played slot machines and lost my money.
I played slot machines and won some.
I put in $100, I lose 20, I'm taking the other 80 and I'm gone. Bye.
Right. And then you go walk all the way to the end and you're gonna say, you know what?
Let me try this one more time.
I'm a blackjack player myself.
I mean,
come on.
I never $5, $10 second best odds in the house.
You know, not blackjack is good. I like roulette.
See, roulette is the best.
But the thing about it is, like with roulette, I kind of like have my theory. If I choose, the numbers that are not on the screen.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
The numbers that's not on the screen are the ones that's due to hit before the ones on the screen do.
True.
I mean, there's no bringing. The odds
of winning is very, very good. Because I did one, and it was just a fluke. Uh-huh. I said, let me get $10 on number 14. Uh-huh. And that mud hit number 14. You know what that $10 turned into? $350.
That ain't bad.
That was a 35-1 odd, and I got that. Uh-huh. You know? So, I mean, that kind of made me say, well, what if I go and I put $10 on 5 numbers? I still have a great odd because you're winning 35-1 if one of those numbers is picked. And then you remove it from your system, right? Come on, Lou.
Fine. So I play it I look at the picture a little bigger when I play roulette. Because you can play, instead of going for friggin' one number, I go for a row.
Wait, on what? But your eyes change.
You got 3 rows.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 3, that's your odds.
Right. But you don't win a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, you
do. Just ways. Like if you go on red or black, you don't win much.
Because it's double, one out of two. Double,
but, yep. but if you get that
but
number,
one of the three, that's friggin' 3 and 1 and 2.
Get over there and lay down then. I don't want you all by me. Get over there. No. I'm sorry I'm talking to my puppy, y'all.
Well, on another note.
Get over there.
I personally am not a gambler for some reason. If I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Well, the only gambling that I can do is like the computer shit because like I turn around and play Pity Pat, and they play so fast that I just get all my little money taken. So what I do is I just go to the game and give them like $10 and get like one of them good fried chicken plates. Because you know at the card game, they make some hella fried chicken, y'all, and I ain't lying. Y'all card playing women, y'all make some hella chicken. Shout out to that shit.
Oh, speaking of chicken, you remember the chicken I made? You remember that chicken?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what Tasha did. I don't know if it was a jailhouse little make, but she had did some chicken, and it was fried. Look, all my mouth watering thinking about it. But the batter was Doritos and Cheetos.
Yes, it was.
That's some hot shit.
That was so good. It tastes like I was eating, biting into a cheese puff that was filled with tender chicken. Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
That sound good, huh?
Yeah,
like a cheese puff and on the inside it ain't no air, it's chicken chunk.
Yep.
God bless America, land that I love.
See now, now it's going to be some motion with that one. I'm going to be doing that one again. But this time I'm gonna use the hot Cheetos and like the other chili lime Doritos.
Change your oil to peanut oil.
Use coconut.
The coconut gonna weigh it down.
The oil?
Yeah, that's why I was saying peanut oil, especially if you're using like, you know, that to be like your crust. Because if the oil seep into it by being that type of chip, it's going to get soggy and get heavy, and it ain't going to stick to the, what you call them. Yeah, yeah. It's not going to stick to the chicken. So if you do it with the peanut oil, think about how you fry your turkey. The peanut oil. You never ate a fried turkey?
A deep fried turkey.
I've had a deep fried turkey. I used to have one when I was a kid. And it was, I just don't like turkey.
Well, what you gonna make for for Thanksgiving? A ham?
Or chicken?
No, you don't do no chicken on no Thanksgiving, girl. I'm talking all that shit like I'm gonna be cooking. But anyway, I don't like cooking.
I love to cook.
I used to.
And I'm really
ain't no
good.
Love in the cooking room.
Man, not anymore.
I ain't got no man no more, so I ain't cooking for nobody.
And I ain't. I'm
sick. I mean, I cook for Blue or Natasha occasionally.
You cook for somebody.
That's about it. But, yeah, that chicken was rolling. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I will be making it again. I definitely will be making it again. But let's see, what's next? What is on the menu this evening? What we cooking up today?
I got something to talk about. Everybody else has something to talk about. They ain't said what I want to talk about. Ain't that
let's get to
taking the day off.
Okay,
true.
America.
You said you were.
Why is it that when you go into Walmart and you buy your stuff, why they looking at you like you stole it?
Like when they check your receipt at the door?
No, like they looking at you like you stole it.
Or like you about to steal.
Why y'all do that in Walmart?
Why do they do
Walmart
that in Walmart?
Walmart is actually the superstore with the highest theft rate.
But maybe if they would be knowledgeable, like the good Walmart out there in Harahan, then things would be much more better for them. You want to know why Harahan always get the good stuff first?
Like,
because them people know that you got to be classier than that bullshit.
Right.
You know, you go to Walmart in Harahan and they say, oh my God, I see that you have, like your hair just totally got soaked from the rain outside. But if you look in aisle 5, we have umbrellas that are like 50% off.
Another thing that kind of got to me.
Hi, I'm Jessica. Welcome to Walmart. You know, I see you have a rip on your shirt. If you go and check the front of our aisles, we have beautiful women's shirts. Only $4.99. Thanks.
I don't care who you are. Walmart got some damn good clothes that fit the body really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
I will shamelessly buy clothes from Walmart.
Walmart got all the clothes that make you that.
See, y'all all
that you would not, not that you would not ever find question. Elsewhere.
That was not my question.
You're right,
see, America, see how they just jump all past my. They're like, that's too deep.
Look,
we ain't gonna talk about the Walmart people.
We're going to stop with,
you know. They don't have no old people at Walmart up there. Man. Where the old people at?
Working the door.
The old people work at the one in Harahan. Because all them people is really, really nice. I mean, they're really nice. They help you in everything. They help you put it in your backpack if you needed them to.
True.
And wave as you walk out the door. No, I'm not doing that. I don't do the type of things like that. But I just feel like I was told this by somebody that more of our Caucasian brothers and sisters tend to like be able to shoplift more than our African American brothers and sisters because
ain't nobody watching.
We are more suspicious. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we get looked at more suspiciously than someone else that is different from us.
Right. Right. I feel you.
And
the thing about it is, the person who told me was a Caucasian brother or sister. So it kind of like fucked my head up that, see, you can't, that person told me, well, you can't go in and steal. I said, well, why not? Even though I've never still, I don't know, I just can't do it. I'm too nervous. But, you know, turn around and say, oh, well, you can't steal anyway because they're going to look at you more than they look at me. And I'm like, well, why would they look at me more? They say, because you're black. And I'm like, oh, my God, so theft has a color? Yep.
Yes, it does to everybody else. We're always, colored people are always looked at like they're bad. And that's just how our society perceives them.
But in our ancient times, the black, our brothers and sisters were worshipped as gods. But they don't mention that in history books like
that. They left out the whole Nubian tribes.
You know?
Did they say
like the first set of Indians were black people?
I know the first
president was really black.
Do you know who the first black man to run for president was?
Wait. Back to that. Did you just say what I thought you just said?
The first president was black.
So Abraham Lincoln was not the original first president.
No, he never was.
What are you talking about?
You mean George Washington Dingleberry?
I love you, baby.
All right.
Look.
What is wrong with you?
I thought I knew a lot, but there's a lot that I still don't know.
Wait.
Was not the second first president.
George Washington was not the first president.
No, I mean,
our first president was a brother.
Really?
Yes.
So why do they put all? So why?
No, he was a brother for real.
So why does the world and mainstream media put it on as Barack Obama was the only one?
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because back then, there wasn't a platform until George Washington came into play.
You're right.
And the funny thing about it is, they was friends.
A majority of Americans don't know that Barack Obama wasn't the first black man to actually run for president either. He's just the first one to win. Nor is he even black.
Yeah, the first black one was Jesse Jackson,
yes,
huh?
Was.
Yep.
Not to run?
To run.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Keep going alive.
It will survive. It will survive.
We're surviving,
too. Shit, we is. By the skin of our teeth. That's why we got this awesome podcast. Shoot.
Yep.
For real.
Yep, yeah. But as we continue on with ourselves, we get into the newity. That's it.
How does that work in your head?
That's it.
Huh?
How does that work in her head that Abe Lincoln was the first president?
Well, he's knocked one of the most off a whole fucking lot of people. So that's an easy misconception, I suppose.
He was the first one that had like some shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
He was just a very big part of history.
Not really. I mean, friggin' George Washington fought.
I just hope a lot of people do not really think in their minds that George that Abraham Lincoln was a vampire hunter.
He was.
It was a great movie.
And it was a great movie.
That was an awesome movie. I was freaking totally shocked.
And the other one, what shit. It was, the zombies and the women and the prejudice.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice, zombies.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I couldn't watch that because that's one of my favorite books.
I love a zombie show.
I hate zombies.
The Walking Dead.
There's one thing I could never stand about.
I can't do zombies.
You love zombies
at all?
Right.
I get
zombie movies. I say I'm because you were.
But yeah,
it's the only movie I've ever walked out of.
We will be right back.
World War Z.
With more info. With more laughs, with more OMG, on the Purple House presents The Aftermath.
Oh, don't do it. Nobody was talking to me like a few months ago and everybody hit my phone up and shit.
Well, I'm feeling that. I got you. Watch this, Tasha. Yeah.
I'm a fucking
emo boy. I'm a dreamer boy. I said if I would have hit that shit would have been the bomb. Yeah.
if there was something that was going to come out your mouth.
I could have did it. I'd have had to write it first.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Aftermath, brought to you by the Purple House.
That's what's
me,
up.
Tracy, Nunu, and Mike in the house tonight.
On the ones and twos. Say, Mike, who that is you playing, bro?
DJ Killer Gator. Right. I think we're going to keep it at Killer Gator.
Wait, who it is?
That's Lil Pete.
Lil Pete, shout out to Lil.
You can't shout out, man. You can give him a shout out when you say prayers tonight, man. That's another casualty of the war on
Lucas. Oh, he died?
Yeah, he died.
Well, still, that man gets shout outs too.
I mean,
hey, this is for my homies.
Right.
Shout out to Lil Pete, y'all. Go ahead, Ty.
Okay, so I think we're going to get on something a little easy. Something that ain't going to be too difficult to run with. I think we're going to get on this thing of relationships yet again. We back on it. Why?
I don't know why you are on it.
Why? I'm not on it as in the aspect of what you're thinking.
Somebody on it.
But you damn right I'm going to be on it, goddammit.
It's not that easy, right?
So what, we talk about relationships, about what, like being with...
Like, as far as being with... As far as...
Is that what you trying to do? You dirty.
Girl, I'm not even going that wrong. You taking it there. You taking
it
there.
I said nothing.
I ain't said nothing either.
Nothing.
But no. Like, really. I just want to understand, what is the point of starting a relationship and going on for maybe months and years at a time,
just looking at me,
just to let it go to nothing?
Anybody gonna answer that?
I'm divorced, so I really don't have a leg in this conversation to stand on. I couldn't make my marriage work, and it was mostly my own fault. And
true.
Now I'm mad that I wasted all those years.
Wait, how you gonna say true?
Wait, I didn't mean to say it like that.
That was harsh.
I didn't mean to say it.
Donahue. Sally Jesse.
Don't throw me under the damn bus.
Just threw
Dr.
me.
Dr. Phil would say that it wasn't a waste.
Don't do this to me.
You mean what you just did to me?
But yeah, like what I really meant to say was,
you mean they
between you and most people, other people can't admit when they really fucked up their own shit.
True. Nor would they try.
They try.
Some try to admit it.
But then others they like to throw the blame elsewhere.
But you know what? Honestly, I think that's when it gets to become a spiritual thing. Because you got to be okay with yourself. You're not forgiving that person for them.
True.
Because at the end of the day, regardless of if y'all together or not, they still have to live their life, and you have to live your life. So the thing about it is, when you're forgiving them, you're really forgiving yourself, because you have to wake up and feel good in the morning. I feel personally, you know, with some of the little things that I've been through, if your mind feels that you are nothing and you are worthless, your body will feel like you are nothing and you are worthless. You know, they have like these, you know, little pills or whatever that they give you. What they call it, the placebo effect or something like that, where they turn around and they'll give these people some pills, and out of all the pills, only one of them is really the real pill, but everybody else faking that shit.
Sugar,
you know,
pills.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. So, you know, if the mind thinks, the body reacts to it. So, you know, that's how I kind of look at that. But at the end of the day, when you go back, you're not going back, or if you're accepting back, you're not just accepting back because this is where I want to settle. You know, I don't feel that. I feel more of that you see something that the person does, your partner does not see. Like, I can totally see where this can take us. But if you don't see it, Tasha, or if you don't see it, Nu, or if you don't see it, Mike, I can't make y'all. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the conflict come in, because maybe the partner doesn't see what you see in them.
Right.
You know, exactly. You can't make the horse drink the water, but if I'm thirsty, I'm going to get it.
Right.
My outlook, the reason I think like that is you can't better yourself if you can't admit your faults. Huh. You will never be better than you were today if you can't admit when you're wrong or when you can't do something right. Self-improvement comes with admitting you have a problem first.
Right. In the words of Cat Williams, how you going to say he took your self-esteem when self-esteem is esteem of your goddamn self?
Right.
You can't take something that you already have.
Right, right. Oh, that was a good question. I like that, Tasha. All right, bitch.
It was just worded out wrong. That's all.
Okay.
It was just worded out wrong.
You know, shit, sometimes I make red beans with Spam and don't use ham, but it's okay.
Oh my God. Sometimes we don't use meat at all.
Right? I don't like spaghetti with meatless balls.
Damn.
You know?
I don't think there'll be any balls at all if it's meatless.
You know I got that from the movie Rent.
Yeah.
that do sound gross, though.
Meatless balls.
We have spaghetti with meatless balls. Well, what the balls is made of? You know? Cheese. If it's a ball of cheese, you can drop that bitch, you know?
Okay.
You know? Make me a casserole.
A ball of cheese.
Nah. For real.
Call it ball of cheese.
Right?
Ball of cheese rolling in the dough, ball of cheese.
Well, y'all, one thing I want to ask, how y'all feel about, I was going to hold it back, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because this is the end.
How I feel about what?
How do y'all feel about these people saying, I'm not going to get deep into it, Tasha. How do y'all feel about these people with microchipping the humans, and now they're saying that the government or hackers are hacking into these chips and causing them to do things against their will?
I think it's fucked up.
Y'all think it's real?
Well, I mean, they've been talking about chipping us for years.
Right.
Since the 90s.
And the thing about it started in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
also they said that it's unsafe because they cause tumors.
Yeah, I heard that too. Jeez.
Well, that's kind
because of the magnetic waves. So these things are prevented to kill us.
Natural selection, I guess.
But
you know, I'm not going to really get in. I'm not going to get into that yet, but I will have a guest coming out later this month, and we're going to get deeper into this thing that they call gang stalking. So I'd like for you guys to really like look that up. Or hey, you guys, if y'all have any info that y'all want to tell us about gang stalking, feel free to hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Hit us up. You know, we got like a little mailbox on here too. So, you know, let us know what's up and how y'all feel about that. And if y'all have some experiences like some of the symptoms, y'all let us know, because this is like something really new. We don't want to step into it right now because a lot of people have been really uneasy about this subject. And I can understand why, you know, but we're definitely going to get into that later on this month, y'all. But anyway, go ahead, Tasha. That was just something. I just thought it was weird because the lady was saying two of her phones had blew up on her. Her microwave. She said she was feeling heat. I don't know. The things that I seen, though, were like, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Y'all might have to look into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything else we
want to
get into?
Anybody else got something to say?
No, I think I got nothing for today. I'm just kind of feeling it out and getting an idea for this podcast, and hopefully I can be back for another show soon.
Oh, yes. Very, very soon. Very, very soon.
There's no hope on that one. That you're going to be back.
Right.
Well, you're going to be back.
I've enjoyed being here.
So, DJ, bring that beat back so we can, like, close out of here.
Yeah, we're about ready to get on out of here.
So, y'all, anybody want to do some shout-outs tonight?
Special shout-outs. Special shout outs to
the CIA. Please, y'all, don't come get me for saying that stuff that I just said on the air. I didn't mean to, like, start no shit, because I know don't start no shit, won't be no shit. But that's not like me, America. I'm just telling you what the people telling me to talk about. Person. America, love me. Love me, they after me. You know? I only ate the ham one time.
Damn, she only ate the ham
the whole thing.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
All right, folks. Well, we are at the end of our segment. We will see you next week, Wednesday, on the Purple House. Me and Tracy, we will be taking over Wednesday nights.
Like from the 99 to the 2000.
Okay. See you working with some, like that.
And thank y'all for tuning in to the Aftermath, y'all.
Thank you for joining us at the Aftermath. This is brought to you by the Purple House. Good evening. Good night. Good value in our luck.
You make it seem like we desperate. We not desperate.
No, I'm not making it seem that.
They're going to be coming for us. We ain't going to be able to sleep.
Girl, I'm saying.
I only ate one french fry.
Just one.
Just one.